Village of Round Lake Community Hall, August 3rd, 2015.
I'd like to call to order the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting for August 3, 2015, at 7:40 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley. Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Tripp.
Present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I get a motion for item 2.1 to approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of July 20th, 2015.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Fry, by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Fry. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And no public comment. Committee of the Whole, under Human Resources and Finances.
Good evening, Mayor, Board of Trustees. In front of you tonight is the annual police pension report for the Village Board. It's required by Illinois statute. Pension Board shall report annually to the Village Board on the condition of the fund at the end of the most recently completed fiscal year. The most recently completed fiscal year is 2014, which includes the audit of the pension fund, the DOI report, and along with the state actuarial determined tax levy. The state actuarial determined tax levy calculated for fiscal year 2014 will be included in the 2016 tax levy that will be presented later this fall to the Village Board. That number increased about $6,000 to $456,195. The report is 9 required items. It's an annual thing. And it was accepted and approved by the police pension at the July 23rd meeting we just had. So that's in front of you. If there's any questions, happy to answer.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. This is just a report for the board, correct? Does not require action?
That does require action, but I can
vote. Okay. Everybody in agreement to put on the consent agenda? So shall it be. Public Works.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We went out to bid for a valid lake subdivision catches project. We received bids from two companies, Peter Baker and Manable Construction. Peter Baker was the apparent bull bidder at $144,299.80. That is over the estimated cost of this project. The estimated budget is $146,100. This project is attached to the Valley Lake subdivision, which has some fairly large ruts, especially in the curb line. If they hold water, becomes especially problematic in the winter. Ideally, we would like to get all the subdivision patches now to alleviate problems with plowing in the winter, problems with icing, and further pavement deterioration. The additional funds for this can come from Long Lake Deep. The project there was bid at $20,000 less than what was budgeted for. That project is not complete. So I cannot guarantee that the final cost of that project will be $20,000 less. It was only an estimate at this time. If the board chooses not to authorize the additional funds for that project, we can trim the project to eliminate some of the patching and leave it for next year. Anything you want to
add, Chris? I would also want to know, we had talked, you and I talked about not using the long lake of 20,000, but I think Mr. Shields had another idea on loving that idea.
Instead of using the long lake, we can just use one down. We don't long lake that down. I know it can 120. Same concept, but instead of saying we use the long lake, and you know, that way we put it in the bids. We're estimating $1.7 million in cash at the end of this fiscal year. Everything was about, we know that everything that noise we've done. So it's safe to say that I think we have the available funds now and we run here. So my suggestion is just go ahead and do it. If you, Terry, if you
trees over, I think it'll just be that much more expensive. So we did talk about it, trustee doing it, about the work structure, you know, so we have that.
I think the way of our recommendation is to complete the project and go with the committee of cash balance.
Yes, sir. I'm not going to track that in the time out there. At the end of the year, if these guys out there with snow and ice and everything else out there, and then we end up paying $50,000 more trying to fix something else, I'd say move forward.
Very good. Kurt, maybe you can reply to this. Just for public record, and we've had a little conversation about the fluctuating cost of asphalt and one company really in the area that it's hard to nail these engineering services down to a good estimate amount. If you could just give a little bit of information on that, on why the bid ended up being a little short.
Sure. Trying to estimate where bids are going to come in is more of an art than a science. We bid a lot of things in a lot of different communities, but even doing that, the time of year that we bid, the size of the contract, the amount of work, regionally, how much work is going on outside of that, our contract is busy, who's hungry. As Director Weedoff said, we only had two bidders on it. That's a challenge, getting bidders to take a look at what's essentially small patches out there. Find somebody that's competent and that can do it. And Peter Baker's very good. They'll come in and knock it out. They did the project last year. So estimating these smaller construction contracts is can be tough. And I don't know whether it's the time of year or whether it's the amount of work going on elsewhere. A lot of construction going on, so
the wet spring has pushed a lot of contractors back as well. They've had a lot of rain days, and so they're already working Saturday and Sunday trying to catch up on the other work. I think that it may have an effect on the prices.
And we talked too about potentially putting off some of this work until next year. There's no guarantee that prices would be more economical then. You don't know what the price of oil is going to be in 6 months, and that generally drives asphalt prices. So,
that's all I wanted. I just wanted a public record if anybody says, hey, how come we missed this? And I know it's tremendously difficult, but I just wanted it on record. Thank you.
Go along with the Valley Lakes Pension contract. Staff is recommending that the village hire Bash Woman to provide construction engineering services for the pension project. This item was budgeted. Bash Woman obviously has intimate knowledge of the project, being that they were the ones that designed it. And obviously they have experience working with the village and know the village's expectations.
Very good. Everybody fine with that? Mm-hmm. We'll move that to the consent agenda also. And I don't think I've made the approval to send the Valley Lakes Patch contract, the one before, to a consent. So both of those items will go to the consent agenda.
Okay.
Thank you. SCADA server?
The next two items are SCADA server upgraded tag. Hand-in-hand. You guys are probably aware that the SCADA system is what we at Public Works use to control the lift stations throughout the village, as well as the pumps at the well house and the water towers. Monitors our water levels, opens and closes valves, turns the pumps on and off, and basically runs our water distribution system, wastewater collection system. The current equipment that we have has lengthy that expired about 6 years ago. We'd like to upgrade the hardware to something that's more reliable and more robust. We'd also like to add an additional SCADA tag. And what a tag is, it's a ton of water. So at the lift stations that we currently have, we have different alarms installed at each one. have the lines to tell us when the lift station is getting full, some tell us when the power goes out, some tell us when the pump is not working correctly so that we can respond accordingly. We've got additional alarms so that we can get more information about what's going on in our pumps and lift stations at any given time so that we can create a more effective response when something's going on. We requested quotes for the actual SCADA hardware. We received estimates from Current Technologies and Vaccination and Control System Integration. Current Technologies was the lower quote for the equipment. As you know, they do IT support work in the village, so they're very familiar with our IT needs. And I'm also requesting that Vaccination and Control System Integration be hired to do the installation of the hardware and the SCADA tags. There's a company that originally set up our SCADA system for the village, and they've maintained it ever since.
Now, and will this save on overtime of the other tags?
It could potentially save on overtime. I'm not going to guarantee that. But right now, we do have a couple of lift stations that will trip an alarm that says overheated pump. And what that is kind of a catch-all. It could mean that the power's out, it could mean the generator's running, it could mean the pump failed. So we don't know, and so we have to send somebody out to investigate this. So it could potentially stay over time if we know what's going on.
But I think what's more important here is to reduce our risk management. So in the actual ship, and if we had no tags at all, and there's a lift station not working, back to those things out. So hopefully, yeah.
No, usually 90% of
the vote. Yeah. I think
it's enough.
Thank you for paying attention to this, Adam, and bringing us up to date. Do we have a consensus to move this forward to the consent agenda? Thank you. MFT funds.
This is similar to the resolution that we brought up last meeting. It's a typical MSP resolution that authorizes...
Excuse me, I think I skipped one, didn't I?
Yes. The server and the...
And the server purchase, was that together?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
My apologies. Should have been more clear.
You were.
You were. I'll go over your own space.
The estimated MSP resolution gives us permission to spend money on budgeted MFT items. These are smaller items like gravel, ice control, hot mix patching, pavement marking, small scale projects. And IDOT requires us to have this form so that we can contract out this work. They don't like us to advertise for any contracts without having a resolution from the board authorizing us to spend MFT funds. As you know, when we do these projects, the fashion project, the pavement marking, I bring those to the board regardless for your approval. So this is just a form allowing IDOT to advertise for bids for those projects.
Any questions?
For really the smaller items and lower effect funds, remember, big dollars for projects, that is done separately.
Thank you. We'll move that forward to the consent agenda also. Gillis Drive Bridge.
Mr. Mayor, members of the board, this next item has to do with the design, completing the design of the Gillis Drive Bridge replacement. As you recall, there was a supplement that occurred because the water main was in the way on the west side of the bridge. That was all taken up back in April. One of the benefits of using federal funds for this bridge replacement project is that there is a cost share both in the design phase and the construction phase. We've done it before you tonight is an agreement with the state that they will cost share the design services. So whereas the supplement was considered back in April, this local agency agreement is that the document where the state and the village share the cost of that supplement. So this is to your benefit to go ahead and process this, and then I will participate in 80%, I believe, 80% of the benefits.
Thank you. Any questions? Very good. We will move this also to the consent agenda. Efficiency. Special events, where we spoke of the National Night Out building, zoning, police, and administration. Anything you would add?
Eventually, we need to get the board together for website pictures. We're going to do the next board meeting, but it appears that we have people missing.
And you want that meeting too?
So we're going to have to rethink that. I prefer one big board that's to show a cohesive board, like they have to do individually, or wait in front of a big group picture. We'll just put people in, they can do the pictures and go ahead and meet.
Okay.
No, just kidding.
Photoshop's good. I'm going to put this under suggested new topic, something I probably should have had under Mayor's comments. I want to bring up the near seamless Central Lake County Joint Action Water Agency's project for Washington Street that we had our water service to the village of Round Lake shut down for approximately how long, Adam?
42 hours.
42 hours. This is replacing part of the water main that services us. It's the only main that we have that gets into Round Lake. In the next couple of years, hopefully we'll have that secondary connection to the southern transmission line that Jawa is going to be running, and will provide a layer of redundancy for anything that would happen like this. But I have to tell you that I was a little apprehensive, a little nervous. I want to again thank Mark Kolarski for the job that Mark did communicating, Adam for what you did, making sure that all of our water reservoirs were topped off, we were filled, and I don't think we even got halfway through the water, our reserve water, correct?
Right about
halfway through. So I sent a letter to Jawa, to Bill Susi and Daryl Blennis, and thanked them for a really good job. The water test came back clean. We didn't have to wait. We didn't have to have a boil order. We were really uninterrupted. So thank you again to Public Works. Thank you to Jawa. And I want to say that Jawa also extended a thank you for working with your team, Adam. They were very pleased with everything that Public Works provided for them. So good, really good project. It was a little nerve-wracking. Any other topics? If not, may I get a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Wow. I'm going to go with Trustee Trippin, second by Trustee Foy. Any, all in favor? We are adjourned. 7:56.